This week, I'm honoring Roger Torrey Peterson, and I thought it would be fitting to make the final program about his favorite birds of all, penguins. Peterson often talked about how birds can fly wherever and whenever they want, and that this ability makes them the most vivid representations of life itself. But as he got older and spent more time with them, he was more and more drawn to flightless birds. Why? As he told a Chicago Tribune reporter in 1986, others see little clowns, ridiculous dwarfs, little people dressed in feathers, but penguins are far from that. They are highly specialized birds dedicated to penguinism, a life molded by the cold, impersonal sea, harsh climate, and the crowded colonies in which they reproduce. Peterson was taken with all penguins, but especially loved the ones who survived in the harshest environments. Peterson died in 1996, probably without fearing too much for the survival of penguins, but life is changing in the Southern Hemisphere. In March 2000, the world's largest iceberg, B-15, broke off the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica. It was larger than the island of Jamaica. It drifted westward toward the much smaller Ross Island, which is the site of the southernmost open water on our planet. By the time B-15 reached the island, it had broken apart, but the three main pieces were still huge. A 100-mile-long fragment ground to a halt in the shallows of Ross's easternmost point, Cape Crozier. Typical ocean currents were diverted and Ross Island froze into the ice for the next 5 years straight. My friend and colleague Hugh Powell, science writer at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, spent some time in Antarctica. He's been following penguins at recent scientific meetings and wrote on his Cornell blog yesterday about a population of adélie penguins that breeds on Ross Island. Such a huge iceberg blocking their path to their colonies might have sent lesser penguins elsewhere. But most of the 400,000 adélie penguins persevered, some trekking across more than 40 miles of ice to reach the most distant nesting colonies on Cape Royds. With such an unexpectedly long journey, few successfully raised young for those years. But when the iceberg and surrounding sea ice cleared in 2006, Hugh says that they found themselves with more krill and fish than they could eat, and hardly any predators such as South Polar skuas and leopard seals took the trouble to raid such a small group. Nesting success improved, and the colony started to grow and thrive again. Hugh notes that in general, times are good for adélie penguins on Ross Island right now, where the climate is not changing nearly as quickly as it is on the Antarctic Peninsula, halfway around Antarctica and 1,000 miles farther north. Their rapid warming seems to be proving too much for adélie penguins. Their colonies are shrinking as northern relatives called chinstrap penguins move in and crowd them out. But one scientist who's been studying both groups described chinstraps as scared of sea ice. So for the time being, the adélies on Ross Island seem safe, even as chinstraps take advantage of warming conditions to increase and multiply. Roger Torrey Peterson spent many decades fighting what seemed like hopeless battles to ban DDT and regulate other pesticides and to protect fragile ecosystems. Hugh advocates for nature the way Peterson once did and writes, "Let's all hope for and work toward a world that stays cold enough for both species to thrive." Roger Torrey Peterson would say, "Amen." There's a link to Hugh Powell's blog on my own blog and linked at www.lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.